for the night before Christmas, and all throughout the house, not a creature was stirring, save me cock and its spouse. Me baby girl's stockings lay cast aside, bout care. I just needed her naked, tight round ass up in the air. While the family were sleeping, we decided for play. Though her father quite liked me, he'd been unsure where I should stay. But me princess convinced him, with such an innocent stir. Under this roof while I stay here, no hanky-panky, I swear. Thus me good girl misled him, and got down on her knees, wrapped an hand round me cock, and promptly gave it a squeeze. I promised her truly that I'd fuck her right good, slipped two fingers inside her, and introduced her throat to me wood. She sucked it and licked it, deep-throated with skill, even urged me to come, cooing not a drop would she spill. Thus, taunting and teasing, and staring straight into me eyes, that little minx sought to fill living room with me cries. Her challenge accepted, I gave as good as I got, for I fingered her harder, and quickly found her sweet spot. She trembled and quaked as I played with her clit. I rubbed it in circles, while a free hand found a tip. She looked so damn gorgeous, dressed only in her teddy, and in no time at all, I had her coming already. She squeezed and she pulsed, and gripped me fingers right tight. In an instant I knew, there'd be no sleeping that night. All her moans and her sighs, bimmy cock were quite muffled. Pleasure drove her insane, plus her hair were right ruffled. At last, when she calmed down, I pulled her into me lap. But her arse felt so good, I had for it give it a slap. She growled, and she chuckled, and she flashed me a smile. It promptly melted me heart, so I kissed her a while. As her lips parted open, and her tongue met me own, me cock found her pussy, and recognised it were home. Soon drenched in her juices, I knew the time was quite right. I'd lay her here on this couch, and fuck her brains out till first light. Pushing inside her as she bore down on me length, me cock stretched her open, and she squeezed it with full strength. And at last when I'd filled her, and not an inch more she could take, I begged that she might use me, and me own thirst she pleased slake. With her hands on me shoulders, she then started for ride, and I knew I were done for, as me balls slapped her backside. Sliding in and out of her, I felt almost overcome, not from her heat or her wetness, nor even the rhythmic slapping of her bum. Yes, the tightness of her pussy would soon be me undoing, but I could tell from her features another orgasm she was brewing. With pants round me ankles and me hands on her waist, I fucked her still harder, ever increasing me pace. "Come for me, baby," I whispered in her ear, and she did as I told her. Morning just for me to hear. She rippled and squeezed, and she writhed on me cock. The effect was immediate. It really gave me a shock. Me hands gripped her tighter, as I pushed in just twice more, and I came deep inside her, inside me good little oar. And so, there on the sofa we collapsed in an heap, while upstairs, feet above us, her family still counted sheep. We came back to our senses as the clock chimed midnight. "I love you. Merry Christmas," we intoned by fairy light.